This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, being joined by an old friend of the show. He and Lance went to Tulane together and played some pickup ball. And, well, Lance played pickup ball while Carlin was actually playing.
Well, during the summer when they only had nine players the first year back, yeah. I stepped on a couple times and played, was the 10th guy. And then when I ripped Michael Christian, he cried about it and called a foul. When I didn't think it was a foul, I knew it wasn't a foul, but he called foul because the guy from Riley Rec Center just ripped him. Hmm. That's a true story, Carlin. That's not even disputable.
I love hearing that. I love that. I can't wait to tell Mike when I talk to him.
Carlin Hartman, OU assistant with us here on ESPN 97.5. You guys got Rhode Island tomorrow, early game. We'll be watching it while we're at Revelry, just finishing up the show, and we'll be watching it out there. We're going to be on location at Revelry for the tournament, and then we're going to be playing poker, watching on Friday as well. You'll be a little busy, Carlin, with the OU basketball team. Okay, you guys were in the midst. You guys were so good early on, and Trey Young, Player of the Year, he was a lock, and all this stuff going on. And then things fell apart for you down the stretch here. Did you think there was a chance that you didn't get in? Were you surprised, or what was your reaction to getting into the tournament first?
Well, I think there was always, you always felt like you had a better chance than not, just because of the things in which the committee asked teams to do, in terms of, playing a tough out-of-conference schedule. We did that, having, success, and beating teams like Wichita State on the road, winning two games in the PK-80, also beating USC at USC, Northwestern at home. So, we picked up a lot of quality wins. So we did those things, and we felt pretty good that we were still going to get in. And a lot of times when you play at this particular level, even if you get to that eighth win – in Big 12 play, a lot of times that's kind of been the benchmark for being able to get in, as long as you have a quality non-conference. So we felt good about it, but there was some tense moments, not going to lie. when they put Ohio State up there, I'm sitting there and I'm trying to do my alphabets because they were going to alphabetical order. And I was like, okay, after H comes I and then J, and then, okay, where's K? Where's K? And so Oklahoma came up, and we were all really excited.
Something came to me when I was watching Trey Young. It was a game. I'm trying to remember which game. I think it was the game where he shot like 47 times. And it was
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, that's it. And it was a struggle. It was a struggle. Mm-hmm. And as I watched him, it was reminiscent. I know a lot of people see his game and see Steph Curry, and I can absolutely see that. But it reminded me, the situation almost felt similar to when we were in school and Chris Jackson was at LSU, and Chris was the guy. He was the point man who had to be the scorer, and he could hit 50 in any game, but he also had to be a volume shooter. And I kind of felt the same way about watching Trey Young. It almost felt like he was taking too much of the world on his, the weight of the world on his shoulders in each game. Did it feel like that to you?
I think it was a little bit of a build up to that. I mean, up until that point, we were 14-2 going into that week, and then we played Kansas State on a Tuesday in Manhattan. And really struggled. Trey struggled individually. He had 12 turnovers. Us as a team, we had 20. And I think the next game, he just felt, compelled. Okay, I gotta get it back. I gotta, put the team on my shoulders and so forth. And really, all he had to do was just continue to do what he had done in the previous 16 games before we played Kansas State, and that was, throwing the ball ahead, sharing it with his teammates, getting everybody involved, while still being the main leading scorer. And, and that's what we've been trying to get back to. Obviously, second half of Big 12 play, we teams adjusted, to our style, and we didn't do a great job of handling it. But, we've been having some really good practices here in the last couple of weeks. We've gotten better, and we feel pretty good going into the Rhode Island game tomorrow.
He's got more than twice as many as the next best guy field goal attempts. 600, and Christian James has 281. And you say getting back to that stuff, is it a mandate from the coaching staff? Got to share the basketball. Guys got to step up, and other guys have to step up here in the postseason.
No doubt about it, John. No doubt about it. In the last couple of weeks, it's just been more and more of an emphasis. you know, because obviously, you know, the onus has been on Trey, you know, to get everybody in office and so forth. But the one thing that kid can do better than anybody I've ever seen is just be able to get by a guy. I mean, anybody who's guarding him closely, he can get by him just like that. And now, you know, with the defenses coming in and collapsing and you know, there's going to be opportunities for drives and kicks. And Trey's got to be okay, and we all got to be, all of our perimeter players got to be okay with, you know, giving themselves up. They see a second defender, got to just throw it to the open guy and just keep doing that over and over and over again. And the more you share the ball, you know, the more you make teams scramble defensively. And, you know, once we get good shots, that helps us set up our defense on the other end of the floor as well.
Cardinal Hartman joins us right now, assistant coach for Oklahoma. The game, you know, so much of in the world of football, it trickles up from the high school to the college into the pro level and how the game is played. In basketball, you know, pro basketball is played so much differently with the spacing and the threes. And you still see, I'm amazed at college basketball, you still see, and I guess it's because you have so many old school coaches who are still in there, it's still a grind in many games where you still have defense, long possessions. How come college basketball hasn't adapted more to what the pros are doing with the spacing and the threes?
Well, I think number one, it's the rules are different. So obviously, you have a 24-second shot clock versus a 30-second shot clock. You got a little bit of a wider lane and so forth. You got a wider three-point line. So the spacing in the NBA is naturally going to be just a tad bit different just because of those things in general. But I think, Lance, I mean, you know, you talked about, you know, being back in the 90s and, you know, playing pickup at Tulane. When we were, you know, at that age and I was playing in college, it was, you know, grind it out, throw it inside. You know, not a lot of teams were shooting a lot of threes. Loyola Marymount may be the first team to come to mind that, right, you know, that did it back then. You know, but now you're starting to see more guys and more teams, you know, go to the small ball lineup. You know, Villanova a couple of years ago, you know, they had Chris Jenkins, who was a 6'5 power forward. They hit the game-winning shot down there in Houston in the Final Four. Arizona back in 97, they had those teams, you know, with four guard lineups and so forth. So it's becoming more and more of the norm, I think. And that's why I think you're starting to see guys like why Michael Porter. He's only played two games this year, but everybody's so enamored with him because he's 6'10", and he's, you know, not a back-to-the-basket guy, but he's a guy that can score at all the levels. You know, he can dribble, drive, pass, and shoot. You know, so that's a new wave of players, and I think that's why, you know, it's going to continue to grow, going that direction.
Carlin Hartman with us on ESPN 97.5, OU assistant coach. Tell us about Lon Kruger.
Oh, he's the best. The best. One or more patient people I've ever, you know, been around. And, you know, when things are going well, he stays even keeled. When things aren't going as well, he stays even keeled. He just doesn't change. And I think that's really good for our guys just to see that, you know, the ebbs and the flows and highs and lows of what we've gone through this year, he's always remained the same. And he'll never, you know, throw a guy under the bus, you know, in public. He's going to challenge him. He works hard. He's really a good recruiter. He gets on the phone even more than what I know. Even with the kids, and I'm the lead recruiter on. So he's phenomenal. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame guy. He's been doing it for 35 years, taking two teams to the Final Four. He's been a joy to be around, and I've been blessed to work with him.
How about your bracket? You get Duke next after you beat Rhode Island. Then you get Duke and then Michigan State. That's nothing to this.
Oh, you know, no, it's just another, you know, day in the Big 12.
That's a friendly bracket on your side, isn't it? You got Kansas and
that's a tough
Michigan
road now.
State and Duke. Yeah.
No, they're all good teams, and you know, we played after Christmas. We came back. The first game was TCU. Played 20 straight games of teams that were in the RPI top 100, with the exception of Iowa State twice. And even they're pretty good, last-place team. So, you know, when you're playing in this level, you see all these great teams, and so you just prepare yourself for a battle every single night. Sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, if we're fortunate enough to get by Rhode Island, who's going to be a really tough team, like you said, you got the Dukies on Saturday, and – you know how good they are. I mean, they got at least three or four potential top 10 NBA lottery picks. So it'll be a challenge, but it'll be a fun one.
How good will Trae Young be in the pros?
Oh, he's going to be good. He's going to be really good. I mean, I think, you know, he's a savant to the game. You know, great ball handler, great feel, really good passer. He's got things to learn, obviously, on both ends of the floor. But, you know, you don't see a lot of guys that come in that can, you know, handle the basketball the way he does. Obviously, shoot it from deep. And he just has a certain flair about him. I mean, you guys know this. I mean, after we got up to that hot start, Oklahoma basketball and Trae Young became must-see TV. Mm-hmm. So he's going to, you know, draw a lot of attention. But the thing about Trae is he puts a lot of work in. He puts a lot of time in behind the scenes and does a great job with that. So I think he's got a potential to be a really good basketball, really good pro.
That's Carlin Hartman right here on ESPN 97.5. Tomorrow, one of the early games. And we'll be watching it at Revelry. So come up, watch OU and Rhode Island up at Revelry. Hey, Carlin, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging with us, and best of luck tomorrow.
And just one thing. We got a future Sooner there at Tompkins High School, Jamal Vienne. Those guys did a great job going all the way to the state finals this year. I just want to give a shout-out not just to Jamal, but also to his high school team. They did a great job. So future Sooner there in H-Town.
Look at Carlin. Nice. Always be closing.
Always. Well, I hope he's already closed. Otherwise, it's an NCAA violation.
Oh, no, no. He's signed and sealed.
He's okay. He's a done deal. He's signed. Good.
Carlin, man, we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah. Yeah,
all
man.
Right, guys. All right, we'll see you. Thank you.
Carlin, we appreciate it. Carlin Hartman here on ESPN 97.5. You know who else is great?
I just want to say Carlin is a really good dude.
He's a great guy.
Really stand-up guy. Since back in the... He was one of those guys who he's 6'7", came from upstate New York, went to Tulane when Tulane just got their program back.
Perry Clark.
After all the point shaving stuff. And he was like this rebound. He was a guy who was like a big time rebounder at 6'7". He just owned the boards. And in the second year back from point shaving, they literally had to start from scratch. The second year they made the NCAA tournament. And that guy was one of the hardest workers. Mm-hmm. Smart guy in the classroom, on the basketball court. Like, man, just a real stand-up guy. I've always been a big fan of Carlin Hartman's. Real good dude. He was here at Rice a couple of years, but it's just a year, 2 years, just coach is gone.
And under Willis, right?
No. Well, he was there under Willis, but he came back again a couple of years ago.
Under Mike Rhodes?
Yeah, under Mike Rhodes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just for a hot minute, and then he was gone.
Not my first time, guys.
No, Clint, don't.
That is not... That is not. Is that a hockey yet?
Just stop.
It can be.
Not my first time, guys. Okay.
Nope. Not my first tournament.
Not my first time, guys.
As a head coach. Nope. Not
at a big.
Big time pro. Well, you caught yourself.
I did catch myself.
At a real. A good team. Not my first 21 season, guys. Let me tell you about, it's not my first car, guys. Not my first truck. If this isn't your first truck, then you might want to go see LanceZCars.com, and that's the website. You can see the entire inventory. We're talking about my man Craig DeSerf and his entire staff over there. And what they do for you is they make sure that they give you tremendous incentives where you can save tons of money. But let me just go through this just really quickly. $11,000 off MSRP on in-stock 2018 GMC 1500 crew cabs with GMC financial financing. They got 20% off MSRP on 2018 Chevy Impala, Sonic, and Spark if you're looking for cars. And then up to $8,000 off in-stock 2017 Buick LaCrosse. Look, in the car business, they've never been fancier. I don't know another word to the interiors, and the exteriors are beautiful. The interiors, they have so many features now for you to choose from, and many of them that come standard. But the bottom line is, when you are dealing with my guy Craig DeSerf over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton, they understand that you got to drive 30 to 45 minutes out of the city to go see them. So they're going to make it worth your while. They're going to basically save you thousands and make your trip worth the while. More aggressive with trade-in value. They find you the car that you want. They don't just say, here, you buy this. whatever you're looking for, they will, if they don't have it, they will get it for you. But they got a huge selection of vehicles, so you're probably going to find the truck, SUV, crossover vehicle, or car to choose from. A lot of the Astros I know right now are buying vehicles from Craig, and it's because he's making them awesome deals. He'll make you the same deal. He'll treat you like you're a little second baseman that's an MVP and strings together 200 hit seasons. Even if you're just, you know, some guy who does air conditioning and you've never had one base hit in your life. It doesn't matter who you are. Awesome deals from Craig DeSurf at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
Bad, bad, cute face and some nice teeth. Send it 500 on the St. Louis.
This is Jose Altuve, All-Star and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Pretty quick segment here. We're your home for the Aggies. By the way, we're going to have the game on right here on ESPN 97.5. And that'll be on Friday. It's an early game, 11:15 here. So probably 10:45. I might get off at 10:45 instead of 11 o'clock. So we'll see. We'll be at Prime, and we'll be watching the Aggies. And so you Aggies come play poker with us. We're going to have a tournament. It's going to be relatively cheap, right? What's the buy-in? Is it a $100 buy-in on Friday?
Yeah, I think it's a $100 buy-in $100 for the tournament. Yeah, but, I mean, you get a bounty if you knock me. Oh, you know what?
Rafer? Rafer was supposed to be here yesterday.
Was he Tuesday or Wednesday?
No, yeah, you said Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, sorry. No, Skip.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be. Yeah. He will be there Friday. He's always at Prime.
Is this another Jeff Van Gundy thing where you forgot to call him?
No, it's not me. I don't have his number. He goes, I know where it is. It's above where the Roxy was.
Yes.
I said, that's exactly where it is. Yeah, I've been there last time with John Granato.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Skip to Malou.
Let's do it, Skip. Yeah, Skip will be there. He's always there. There's three Rockets. One will go unnamed. There's another one that is Rafer Alston. And there's another guy. I knew I recognized him, and I can't. But with Maury, it's hard. Because
they just.
He's flipped through probably 190 like water. Players. Yeah, like, I know you. But I can't say, what's your name again? Like, down at the.
Yeah.
Hey, seat 7. What's your name?
Yeah.
The guy I just beat when I sucked out a river on you on All In.
Yeah, what's your name again? Because. I'd like to have you on my radio show.
Nothing, you stupid bitch. That's your name? Oh, that's my name. Oh, that's what you're... Oh, I'm... No, that's what you're saying to me. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm sorry about the heart.
After you hit an inside straight on the river, nobody wants to talk to you.
Carl Landry called you a stupid bitch?
It wasn't Carl Landry. No one called me any names, but he probably wanted to.
Carl Landry, you would know.
Yeah, no. I'd know him if you were on the basketball
Francisco
court.
Francisco Garcia called you a stupid bitch?
Now, he would probably call somebody that. But I'm going to have to go look at Rockets' faces. Like, where can I see old Rockets' faces from every roster?
I don't know.
Billy Kennedy will join us in the next segment, you Aggie fan. So we will talk to him, and he's going to get us pumped up for the game on Friday right here on ESPN.
Well, he'll inform us about the game.
He will get us pumped. He's going to pump you up. Can you play...
No, I can't, actually.
Rocket Jams? What are they called?
No, Jock Jams?
Jock Jams.
Michael Buffer doesn't want us doing that because he wants his money, apparently.
Michael Buffer ceased and desist on these guys.
You can't cease and desist music.
Oh, you can.
Apparently you can.
Let's get ready to rumble.
That's his trademark phrase, yeah.
If he says it in a Jock Jams, you can.
And his brother,
Bruce,
is actually maybe better known now since UFC's gotten so much
bigger.
I'm
not sure we can even mention their names because that was part of the complaint. We were mentioning their names and they were...
They're public figures. Who is we?
Okay. You guys?
Yeah.
We got an email.
Him and Raheel.
Well, we didn't get the email.
Because they were playing Jock Jams.
And we mentioned their names. And they were like, hey, you should pay
Who
us.
Is they?
Buffer.
How do they know?
The lawyer was listening. I don't know.
What?
Their lawyer's listening to you and Raheel.
I know how it happened. Mason. Yeah, my son snitched you out. It's not right. This is copyrighted. I'm telling. I'm going to tell the Buffers. He snitched you out like he snitches out his brothers and apparently random kids at school.
All right, 7137. Oh, well, we can't do it. Okay, that was our segment. That's all. Because we got to call Billy at the bottom of the hour right here on ESPN 97.5. So let's save people some money, Lance.
Well, let's do it through Bill Advisor. Here's one of the things Bill Advisor will do for you. Like a lot of times, I want to stress this. They keep working for you. The average listener is going to save a minimum of $800 to $900. I shouldn't say a minimum. They'll save $800 to $900 on average for 1 year on reduction of bills. Bill Advisor goes to work for you, and they renegotiate your contracts or your rates with different businesses you have. I mean, you know, I'm talking about home phone, cell phone, internet, home insurance, auto insurance, energy, home security, all these type of, and they're actually starting to try to add some more as well. But you pay one low monthly fee, and they scour your bills, and they get you new customer rates. Now, when these new customer rates are up, a lot of times it may last for a year. They jump right back in there for you and do it all over again. And that's one of the things that you're paying for. Now, you're not paying much at all. In fact, they say, look, if we can't save you $150 in your first three bills, we'll give you $150 and an Amazon gift card on top of it. That's how strongly they feel about their ability to save you over $150. And you know what? They've only had to do that like two or three times. So I'm telling you right now, you got a great chance to reduce your prices and put more money back in your pocket. Let Bill Advisor do it for you. Go to BillAdvisor.com or text Bills to 313131. That's Bills to 313131.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't know. Let me see. All right, back here on ESPN 97.5, having a hard time getting a hold of the coach, so let me see. We'll find out whether or not he's going to come on or not. If not, then Mike Garofalo from the NFL Network is going to join us here shortly, too.
Talk about free agency. Garofalo, one of the insiders, and man, there's so many deals going down. It hasn't even started yet, but we already know Tennessee Titans got a little bit better. They're making
Why
some
is
good
it
news.
Garoppolo or Jeannie Garofalo, and it's Garofalo?
Because he's true to his Italian roots.
Are you sure about that?
You can do it right now. You want to do it?
You want to do it right now? Yeah, let's do it now because I don't think we're going to get Billy Kennedy. Called him and just here, share the contact. That's the easiest way to do that, Lance. So we'll talk NFL here instead.
He's like Mike Garofalo. You know, instead Garoppolo. That doesn't sound
Garofalo.
Italian, does it?
Isn't it Jeannie Garofalo, the comedian?
Yeah, I think something like that. And Janine. Then Jimmy Garoppolo.
Janine.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, she liked cats or something, didn't she?
Huh?
Well, thank God. Well, not didn't she? She did a thing about cats.
I'm a dog. Did you have his number already, Dale?
No.
Dale already had his number.
Mike Garofalo. Yeah. Going to be joining us here. NFL Network right here on ESPN 97.
We're going to talk about free agency. Your Texans are doing, you'll be able to read my article when they finally post it. I've had it turned in forever.
You just
turned it in. At sportsmap.com. Band-Aid and peroxide. Is it? Are we on Mike right now? Good. Let's get Mike Garofalo right now on from the NFL Network. Mike, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it, man.
Hey, what's going on? Is that you?
It's me. What's going
all
on,
right,
baby?
Sorry, I got a very long time my phone up here. Let me all right. Okay, all right. I think we're good.
Yeah, no, it's not great on our end for people listening, by the way. But we can hear you, but hopefully we can turn it up for you a little bit so you can hear us. So it's really different now because we used to wait until the magical, whatever it was, 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock midnight, 10 o'clock, whatever it was, 10 o'clock PM on the day. And then, oh, what's going to happen? We all know everyone's got these secret deals. What's going to happen? Now, everything's being announced, and free agency basically has started before it started. Just quickly, how do you like that better?
You know, what I don't like, or what I didn't like, was when it started at midnight, and we would stay up and try and break deals at 12:30, 1 a.m., and very little would happen, and you'd wind up staying up the whole night. And then you'd wake up in the morning, and then it would really start then. And teams would tamper then. Somebody wants a shout-out. You got a big audience, man. I'm getting a text from somebody who wants a shout-out. But I'll tell you what, if that person gives me a scoop, maybe I'll give that person a shout-out. How about that? Anyway, it used to be at midnight, and teams would tamper then. You know, it would be right at the combine. Stuff would be done. There's always going to be a beat the system. So if you turn this tampering period into just the start, let's say it just started 2 days ago, everything's open, the teams would be talking the weekend before. So what they tried to do was make it a period where everybody's going to talk and nobody was going to agree to or announce deals. But frankly, that just happened. I do sense that they'll make a change at some point and try and make it, because it's all about us and the TV and making it an event. How do you best do that? Not the way it's set up right now, because the analogy I made on Good Morning Football this morning on NFL Network was, it's like when you log on to buy tickets for a concert and you get in like a minute after it opens, and you go, oh, I'm going to get a great seat, and already you're up in the rafters and everything else is already gone. That's the way it feels to me with free agency right now.
Mike Garofalo with the NFL Network here on ESPN 97.5. Is there a chance we have a DeAndre Jordan who agreed to terms with Dallas, and then when it was time to sign, he stayed with the Clippers? Is there a chance that anything crazy happens today?
You know, it's funny because there's been so much. With the trade, there's been so much. I mean, starting with Alex Smith, we were at the Super Bowl. It was in January when that happened. Between all the agreements and the trades that we've agreed to, I was kind of checking in and saying, okay, who's the guy that's going to back out? Who's the team that's going to back out? Where's the physical that's going to blow up a trade because the guy's medicals don't come back the right way? And I haven't heard anything yet. It's just one of those things where you try and make sure that all your bases are covered. You don't want your own reporting to blow up. So we will we'll continue to monitor that. Everything I've checked on to double back, everything is on schedule. Everything is the way it's supposed to be.
So John and I talked about this a little bit, Mike. The Kirk Cousins deal looks like it could potentially be a massive game changer, so much so that Doug Baldwin basically tweeted out saying, thank you to Kirk Cousins for finally getting a contract that was fully guaranteed. Yeah. The NFL, unlike basketball, unlike baseball, they don't have fully guaranteed deals, and of all the sports, that's the one that probably should require it based on the amount of, the danger of the sport and the short-term nature because of how physically debilitating it can be. Cousins getting 3 years guaranteed now, doesn't this mean that every agent in the book is going to go after fully guaranteed deals? Like, that's the new bar. Everyone's going to expect that now, right?
I appreciate Doug Baldwin saying that. However, you got to have the leverage and the opportunity to do it.
And you got to be a level player, right? A tier one player. I mean, you got to be a high end quarterback.
Well,
probably.
But I guess you got to be a quarterback because Kirk Cousins is not a tier one quarterback.
No.
Well, he's a starting caliber quarterback. I mean, look, it depends on how big your tier one is, basically. No, he's not one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, but he's upper echelon. I mean, if you're going 1 to 32, he's not 17 to 32. He's 1 to 16 somewhere if you're going to rank them. And these guys don't hit the market. So you got the tag game that Washington played to allow him to get to the market. In a regular situation, he's getting tagged, and the team is doing everything they possibly can do to really lock the guy up. And they're not going to offer, if they're bidding against themselves, they're not going to offer the fully guaranteed deal. They'll give them guaranteed money for 3 years into the deal, but they're going to tack on their non-guaranteed years on the back end, which are basically team options. That's the way it works. The only way this thing is going to change overall is if somehow, some way in the CBA, the union negotiates that. I just don't see that happening. And the other end of this is they've got that funding rule that if you fully guarantee money, the teams have to fund that. The teams have to put that money up right away. I've had those conversations with the union and say, well, why aren't you fighting to get rid of that rule? Because don't you think that a lot of teams, and they believe that it is a red herring, that if they got rid of that rule, that teams would find another excuse to not do fully guaranteed money. I don't know about that. I think that that's a big problem, because even though these guys, the argument they made was, look at all the money that some of these guys, Paul Allen, some of these other guys, do you think they care about putting $50 million in reserve? Yeah, I do, because rich guys don't like to touch their own money when they don't have to. That's the way it works, you know?
Yeah, I think what's tricky about this, Mike, is that fully guaranteed, okay, so we hear contract numbers. We always know that at least one and maybe two of the years are potentially fluff years where a player could be cut, and it makes more sense to cut them and take some dead hit versus what the salary is going to be. They're still going to save money. It's a mechanism to hang on to the player a little bit longer, give the owner, the team, a little bit of leverage. What this will do, though, now is you will have to shorten contracts for some of these quarter. And I think more and more quarterbacks are going to look at this as, hey, let's do the LeBron method with the Cleveland Cavs, and let's just sign 2 year. If we're a really good quarterback, let's only sign 2 or 3 year deals and get us to the market even quicker once the market has been reset.
But not just quarterbacks. I mean, if you're going to go the route of you're going to have a fully guaranteed contract.
Everybody.
Well, now these deals that these linebackers are signing for 3 years, that these running backs are signing for 4 years, are now going to be shrunk down to 1 or 2 year deals. I mean, that's what's going to happen. And if you're okay with that, if you're fine with that as a player, it's basically what you're getting now. But the only difference is you're not going to have those non-guaranteed. So you're going to continue to hit free agency.
Oh, yeah, it's a big win. For the players.
It's a huge win, but teams are going to push back against that because they don't want that. They want to have the chance to build teams and know that guys are going to potentially be in place for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Mike Garofalo with us, NFL Network. Who you like? Who's done the best job this free agent season?
I'm not just playing to the home crowd. I really do believe that the Texans are doing some good things down there with the signing of Aaron Colvin. I know that he's been talked about by a lot of us national media. Oh, they signed a nickel cornerback. I gather that he's a little bit more versatile in their eyes, and they think that he can play in a number of different places. I know that with Bill O'Brien and with Brian Gain and everybody kind of being on the same page down there, that a lot of the things they wanted to do was to, A, get bigger and stronger as a team, but also to get faster on the back end of that defense. Mm-hmm. And they did it with Colvin. I mean, it's just, yeah, he can cover in the slot. He can cover between the numbers. You have to be able to do that in the NFL these days. I also like the Fulton signing. He's a 6'5". What is he, 6'5", 330? He's a monster too.
Right. Zach Fulton. Yeah. So you get a center guard. You add two tackles. Well, we'll see what happens. What's the latest with Nate Solder? So I know you've had some connections with the Giants in years past. It sounds like the Giants and Texans are the two teams that are in the running for Nate Solder. Where does that stand now?
And when Solder came out, Lance, I was covering the Giants at the time for the Star Ledger, and I had projected Nate Solder as their pick, because I know how much they loved him at the time. And Dave Gettleman was with the Giants at the time. He had yet to leave for Carolina. And I know that they would have loved to have taken him. They just never got to them in that draft there. So with Eric Flowers, their left tackle, struggling, I thought coming into free agency that they were going to be one of his top suitors. I was actually surprised to hear, Texans, Patriots early on. I don't know quite when the Giants emerged, but they are definitely in on it. I was also told the Browns are making a run at Solder, which is interesting to me, because does that mean they expect Joe Thomas to retire? I mean, why would you sign Solder if you expected Thomas to come back? So to me, it sounds like for Nate, you know, he's got a personal situation with his son who has a form of cancer and has been getting treatments and wanting to stay close to the doctors in Boston. Look, there's great doctors in New York, obviously. There's also great doctors in Cleveland. The Cleveland Clinic is really good for that. And there's also great doctors down there in Houston. But it's going to have to be a comfort level combined with the financials for Nate Solder right now. And I could see him being comfortable in both spots. I think it's a really interesting, really tough decision for Nate Solder right now.
Well, really, you know, I look at free agency, Mike. It's if you try to build your core via free agency, you're destined to fail because you have to you cannot afford any leeway in missing on those type of expensive free agents because you're paying a premium price for someone else for a player someone else got cheaper. But when you kind of Band-Aid and peroxide things up, like Colvin is to me a peroxide guy who helps you get a little better. Zach Fulton is that, and then Chantrell Henderson from the Bills, who really hasn't played much at all over the last 2 years, but will be given a chance to start. And then Nate Solder, if you can land him, they give you a little bit of a buffer so you don't have to freak out and try to do something stupid in a tackle light year anyway. This is not going to be a great year for tackles.
Exactly. You hit it on the head. Exactly. This draft is not a big tackle year, from what I gather. And Houston has no first and no second, right? I'm remembering that correctly.
Correct. You're correct.
Yeah, and they've got a couple of third round picks. So they knew that they were going to have to do a couple of things in free agency. And with Henderson, he's going to have a chance to start. Gain was up there in Buffalo the last 2 years, was it? So he's familiar with Henderson. So the fact that he's signing off on this, tells me that he's certainly seen enough from Henderson here that he believes that he's got a shot to come in and play. Deals it for 1 year up to $4 million. So, there's upside here for both sides on this deal. And if it works out, you got yourself a pretty good, pretty athletic player.
Mike Garofalo right here, NFL Network on ESPN 97.5. Well, let's check in again soon. Great stuff, Mike. Great talking to you. We appreciate
you being here. Listen, I love Houston. I got some friends down there, including my friend Jeff Nally from Select Sports Group, who wanted a shout-out. He's going to get a shout-out. Although, he's not my favorite there. Eric Burkhart's my favorite, but Jeff is like
Eric's
my one
great guy.
At that firm.
Yeah, Eric's a much better guy than Jeff. There's no question. don't worry. Jeff always sets us straight during the show, usually setting Lance straight and telling him that I'm right about stuff. So
there you go. I love it.
Oh, that's a whole separate argument about combine interviews and stuff like that. Oh, we'll have to get into that another time.
That's another time.
Love it.
All right.
Love it,
hey,
boy. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate you. Thanks. There's Mike Garofalo right here on ESPN 97.5. All right, we were just...
You heard what he said. Texans are the best at free agency in America.
A lot of people are thinking the Bears might have done the best job.
The Texans are doing what they should do. Texans are going to win free agency. They just have to make smart moves because they don't have draft capital.
I agree, though, with the theory that they had to get Trubisky some help, and they did.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Big time. Yeah, Burton is
pass-catching tight end, wide receiver coming off ACL, and wide receiver who can make some plays. Who's a
fast
but
coming off an ACL is not as big a deal anymore.
No, and you know what? The good news is it happened the first game.
Yeah.
So he's fully healthy.
Yeah, right.
He's good.
Right. So,
how long would it take us to come back from ACLs? Ever?
No, you never did.
Never.
No, once you got an ACL, you probably couldn't walk anymore. Remember? Back in the day?
Back in the day. I'm saying, like, if we were to tear something, or just a normal person, like Raheel. No, you, Raheel.
Oh, Raheel's still
Turn
not healed
on.
From his tear.
He can't, we can't. We'll find out in 14 minutes what would happen if Raheel tore. In 8 minutes. We'll find out in 8 minutes what happens when Raheel tears his Achilles.
No, 8 months, he said.
No, I can't hear you.
No, because the mic's not on.
So until you are.
We'll find out in 13 minutes.
No, you say it's 8 months. Supposed to be 8 months. I think Raheel's timetable is 14 months.
I think it's even longer.
There's no counter unless the mic's on.
He's still not back. So here's the deal.
I can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Unless you turn your mic on.
Here's the deal is we were at Trailer Wheel and Frame on Friday.
Sorry.
Did you guys get the Rudy's barbecued potato? Yeah. That was delicious.
That
was delicious.
It might have been delicious. I wouldn't know because I had a moist outside brisket sandwich.
Well, that's because straight to hell.
I heard, the guy that preacher was talking about on Friday?
Yeah.
Down with brisket on Fridays.
No.
Yes, he is. Because you know what God would say? If you don't get the brisket, these hoes ain't loyal.
God never said that in his life.
Well,
in his entire existence.
If his messenger in the pulpit said
God,
it, where do you think it came from?
God never said that. Okay, so I think you're plagiarizing God.
Oh.
Well, you're not plagiarizing God. You're actually misquoting him.
Pretty sure he told that to Mary Magdalene.
So what I need you to do is get to Trailer Wheel and Frame. And even if they don't have Rudy's Barbecue there, what they got? Oh, did you see him building the service bays for the pickups. They're going to have three dedicated service bays just to put on all the Mateco equipment that they manufacture. So they manufacture the all the bed liners and grill guards and toolboxes and all the stuff that they put on your... And, oh, by the way, when you buy it from a manufacturer, then you're going to save money because it's going to be less money. They don't have all the overhead that all of these giant stores... Or, oh, yeah, go try and buy all the equipment, all the accessories for your pickup at the dealership and see what that costs you. Holy crap, unbelievable. And you want to talk about quality, they've got warranties, they got... And listen, it doesn't get any better than the quality of Trailer Wheel and Frame. So if you've got a pickup, they are going to have the bays specialized and dedicated just to your pickup truck. Get to 8222 I-45 North, that's the Canino exit. Trailerwheel.com, 281-991-7777. It's all at 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit is Trailer Wheel and Frame.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN975. Billy Kennedy is going to be joining us here in a minute, we think. He is going to be with us here. He's on? We got him? Yeah, we got Billy Kennedy with us here on ESPN 97.5. Sorry, a little late, but Coach is with us here. He is Texas A&M is about to take on Providence on Friday, early game, and you're going to hear it right here on ESPN 97.5 because we are your home for the Aggies. Billy Kennedy, head coach, joining us here. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. Good.
Man, we appreciate you being here with us. Coach, coaches are a lot more a lot less resilient than players. I know players get over stuff easy. When last your team was on the floor, you had that drive and score and a heartbreaker. That's the last taste that your basketball team had. What did you say to them, and how do you get them, over that? Or is it their kids and they're going to get over that?
Well, one, I told them that's the importance of the tournament. When you're in tournament play, one play can get you beat, whether it's earlier in the game or late in the game. It just happened to be the last play of the game. And I thought I could have done a better job of preparing them, and I took some of the blame. We called a timeout to get organized, and we were organized, but we let him get the ball a little quicker than we wanted to. The other side of the coin was we had some guys beat up, and Edmond Gilda had played back-to-back games or even practiced back-to-back days since he had surgery on his knee earlier in the season. So we took some time off, and we were able to rest some guys and get some guys fully healthy. We're choosing to believe that's the positive that came out of this situation. But yeah. You learn that one play can get you beat, and hopefully we learn that more than anything.
A pretty balanced team, Coach. You got yourself a pretty balanced team. Is that the way you want, or would you rather have a go-to guy that you know in crunch situations that you can get a basket, or do you like it where the scoring's pretty much spread out?
Well, when you're balanced and everybody's playing well, that's the best way because you're hard to prepare for, you're hard to scout. You can't take away one guy. The benefit of having that one guy is in late game situations when you got a guy who can go make a play on his own like James Harden does on a regular basis for the Houston Rockets, but when you're a balanced team and everybody's playing well, you're tough to beat. And when we had good support from our guard play because our front line is so good, we've been very successful.
You talked about guard play, and that, I know that's one of the issues that some people point to about whether or not you're going to be able to move past with consistent guard play. What are your thoughts at the as the season progressed and as you got down to the last third, which is such a big part of winning in the tournament, is how you performed the final third. Where do you see your guard play right now as it compares to certainly the first round matchup and then maybe beyond that in the second round?
Well, we've won three of our last four games with TJ Starks playing the point and him playing really well. Even in the last game against Alabama, he had 23 points and four assists. And so guard play obviously is very important. The question is as young as he is, being a freshman on the NCAA tournament stage, how well will he play? And the good thing for us is he's playing well right now, and we're hoping he'll play well in this tournament because he's going to be faced against a kid named Kyron Cartwright, who's a senior who's played in three NCAA tournaments. And, you know, we're thankful that he's playing well, and he's played well since we put him in the starting lineup against Kansas, and we're going to need him and the support of Admon Gilt and DJ Hogue to make shots to take some of that pressure off of him.
Billy Kennedy with us here on ESPN 97.5, Texas A&M head coach. Coach, you seem to me to be a pretty even keel guy, but even you, when you go from 11-1 to 11-6 and 0-5 in conference, were you gripping a little bit?
Oh yeah, no question. When you go 0-5 and you got two starters with knee injuries out, and you had to suspend another starter, it's not fun, whether the coach or a player or whatever. And I knew if we could get those guys back, and we were able to get Dwayne Wilson back, and we were able to get Admon Gilter back, that we would rectify the situation. I didn't know we'd win 9-13 and play as well as we did at the end of the year. But I'm thankful we were able to get those guys back and we were able to get back on track because we've got a good team and we've got good talent. And I'm expecting us to play well against a really good Providence team on Friday.
Yeah, you mentioned that's a pretty good – that's a team that just beat Xavier. That's a team that just beat Creighton. Xavier, a number one seed, and they were able to beat them in the tournament. How'd they do that? What kind of style of play would you and what do you got to do to beat those guys?
Well, we're going to have to match their physicality and take care of the ball. They're a physical basketball team. They're an experienced team. They start three seniors who all average double figures for them and have won a lot of games for them. Well, we're going to have to go in. The advantage we have is with our post guys, and those guys are going to have to come up big and be a factor. We're hoping our length and size. They haven't played a team as big as us or as athletic as us with our size. And we're hoping that our length will give them problems scoring the basketball and we'll be effective on hurting them on the glass in this game.
Billy Kennedy with us here on ESPN 97.5. You've been here. You've done this before. Why is this team any different, Coach, for you and can do some special things?
Well, it's a deep team with inside and in the interior. We've got some special guys. When you look at Tyler Davis, Robert Williams, Tony Trocia, and those three guys have been good for us all year. And it's an advantage that we've had pretty much all season. And when our guard play is good, we're hard to beat because we have some dominant people inside. Tyler Davis has been as good as anybody in the country as a player for us all season long, and we're hoping to ride him for a long way.
Well, you're going to hear that game, that Providence game. You're going to hear every game that the Aggies are playing right here on ESPN 97.5. You're home for Texas A&M Athletics. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you being here. Best of luck. Go take care of Providence.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Billy Kennedy right here on ESPN 97.5. All right. Let's talk about, well, this is something that we probably should separate from the coach a little bit.
My go ahead. Get to your bookie.
Mybookie.ag. You want to bet on those? Hey, look it up. Will you, Raheel? What are the eggs right now? And I think that all the Aggie fans out there, I'm going to say the Aggs are a 3-point favorite. Okay? That's what I'm putting the number at. But you tell me what. Providence is a pretty good basketball team now, though. I'm gonna put the Yanks as a 3-point favorite. So, how do you get there? How do you do it? What do you do? Well, you go to mybookie.ag. You put in promo code radio. They're going to match up to 50%. They've got a bracket challenge, $1 million bracket challenge for you. You can get in as well. That, you know, look, you deposit your, you make your first deposit, they're going to match up to 50%. You're going to be able to bet in-game betting. Okay, so the score is tied with seconds left in the game. You can bet on that. You can bet who's going to win. Okay, and you, there's a minute left. There's halftime. You second half bets. There's first quarter bets. There's second quarter bets. -3.5. You see that? Yeah. Was I not dead on? Well, -3.5 right now. Maybe you can try and bet that down to a 3 and get yourself a little win there. I would bet the Aggies if I were you. Well, here, that's just me. MyBookie.ag pays. That's what you love about a bookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Get up to 50% matched on your first deposit at MyBookie.ag, promo code radio.